Well, good day, gentlemen. Now, I'm going to do this news item here. I'll put a link down below. It's about Brighton on the south coast in the UK. And the reason I'm doing this news item is very close to home to me, as I know Brighton very, very well. Now, when I was a young man, I used to go out in Brighton. It used to be very clean, good entertainment, quality place, and safe. Unfortunately, nowadays, it's gone down the tubes. It's generally dirty. You have drug people all over the place, graffiti, broken benches. It is just a shadow of the place it used to be. But regardless, this youngish couple decided they want to get married in Brighton. Well, they said they're going to elope, but they took their friends with them. How do you elope when everybody knows about it? But anyway, they rented this townhouse in an area which I know, and it's not renowned for high quality, if you know what I mean, for a few days for them and their party. Now, the femme in question admittedly says she never checked the reviews. Now, I don't know how long they stayed there, but it cost £700. And I believe the townhouse held 8 people. For £700, I don't know how long they were there. That's a pretty damn good price to start with. But the area they're in is a lot of LGBTQ+ activity in that area. And the general area has gone downhill drastically. But this femme is complaining that her wedding or whatever was ruined because of the hotel. You know, the usual, the mold growth in the bathroom, bloodstains on the sheets, cables hanging everywhere. And here's a picture of the bloodstain on the sheets that looks to be a bit suspect. And they took a picture of the hanging cables or whatever laying around. These are not electrical cables. If anything, they're TV cables. There's probably no power in them at all. And if there is, it's DC, probably 6 volts or something, even less. Now, the third party company that's dealing with their complaint. I've got to say, I'm very proud of this company for being brave and saying what they did. A spokesman for Otto Hotels, an independent company which handled the couple's complaint, claimed the couples were making a complaint as a ruse to stay in a holiday home for several nights, probably for free, of course. And they added that the threat of a bad review was manipulative, aggressive, and intimidating, something which the couples denied. I myself believe this company. I believe the femme was trying to get it for free. As it is, they did get £90 off their £700 bill. But femmes are doing this all over the place. It's another scam, isn't it? I mean, femmes are professional scammers. They've been scamming males for centuries. I mean, look at marriage. They get married, put a few years in, and then they want a divorce and get the payout. Anyway, you guys can read the story if you want, but I believe the femme was the instigator in this scam. And obviously the simp male went along with it. But the company wasn't having any of it. Maybe next time this femme would check reviews first, maybe pick a better area, and pay a lot more money, and then she might get something she really wants. But you can see by the picture that this couple are probably woke. Look at the male's hairstyle, the tats on the legs of the femme, and they're probably goddamn activists about everything. Oh, you have to be careful when you're near the seaside. I can see another scam coming here. Can't you guys, eh? Take it easy.